Bruchim ha-ma'azinim. Shechiyonu v'kimonu, we're starting a new Seder, Seder Moed, and we're going to start Be'ezus Hashem, Mesecha Shabbos. We'll use the full allotment of the shir on this one Mishnah, because as a hakdama to the Mesecha, there's also a lot of details in this Mishnah. So we're going to begin Be'ezus Hashem. Yitzias ha-shabbos shtayim shein arba b'fnim v'chulei. First of all, there's something interesting about the start of the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts with Meleches Hoitzah, which is interesting on two counts. First of all, the Mishnah is B'Shabbos, from Mishnah Beis and on, the first few Prokim, don't even talk about Meleches. They talk about the Gzeirois that are Negeya, the Dinim of preparing for Shabbos, then Hadlokas Neres before Shabbos, and then the Gzeirois that are Negeya, the beginning of Shabbos. Meleches first show up in the 4th, the 5th, the 6th Perek. Meleches Hoitzah is the first Mishnah, A. Second of all, and even more shver, is that Meleches Hoitzah is the Melacha which is the last of the 39. If you look in the Mishnayis in Klal Gadol, all 39 Melachas are listed off. The last one that's listed off is Hoitzah. That's the Psicha to the Mesechta. So Tosfos has a Yesod over here, which is important. He calls Hoitzah, he says there's an Akudah Mechudeshes in Hoitzah, which is called that Hoitzah is a Melacha Gerua. There's something deficient in the Melacha of Hoitzah. The way the Mepharshim over here explain it, Tais Yom Tov, Reb Kiveg, and others, is the idea is that the basic thought process behind Melacha is any process which produces something. Shabbos is about that the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't produce anything more, Kiviyachol, on Shabbos. He made the whole Bria in 6 days. On the seventh day he rested, nothing was produced. So we rest on Shabbos, Kiviyachol, we mirror that by not producing anything. Take a piece of wood, turn it into a binyan, that's a Melacha of Baina. Take a piece of raw food, raw chicken, and turn it into cooked food, that's the Melacha Bishul, and so on. Over here by Hoitzah, there's something different about Hoitzah, because with Hoitzah, you're not producing anything. The apple that was in one place, that was in Rishus HaYochid, is now in Rishus HaRab. The only thing that's different about it is its location. That's called Chiddush in the food. I'll give you an example, Halacha Lamaisa. There are several Rishonim that hold that even though there's an Issur to use anything that was produced on Shabbos, food that was cooked by accident on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat that Shabbos, at least. Maybe even after Shabbos. Rishonim hold that even though that's true by all Melachos, anything that's produced on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use after Shabbos. But if something was moved from place to place, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab, Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaYochid, over there you are allowed to use it. Why? Because you're not producing anything. It's the same apple. Nothing was produced on Shabbos. It's just an illustration of this idea. Melacha Gerua tells us that there's something in Nekuda Mechudeshes. The Mesechta starts with the part of Hilchah Shabbos, the part of Melacha Shabbos which is most Mechudesh, which is the Melacha of Hoitzah. That's L'chayr, the placing of this Mishnah. On a deeper level, you look at the Melacha Shlema over here, it brings a beautiful Arichus from the Alshich, where the Alshich understands that a person, a Yid's life is divided into two parts. There's the Rishus HaRabim part, which is the busy outside world, the doing, the accomplishing, the producing. The Rishus HaYochid is an analogy. It's this way by the Sifrei HaMekubalim also. Rishus HaYochid is a mokum that's private, it's defined, it's internal. A Yid on Shabbos has a mechitza, has a fence between the Rishus HaYochid of his life, the Rishus HaRabim of his life. The two should not meet. What's inside doesn't go outside, what's outside doesn't go inside. So the Mesechta starts with that, because that's the essence, that's the pnimius of what the Mesechta is all about. Hashena gedank. Melech Hashlem over here by Rikus. And now we're going to start the halachas. Yitzio is HaShabbos, Shtayim Shehen Arba. Shtayim Shehen Arba is a nusach, when the Mishnayis want to use to delineate different cases. There are various Mishnayis across Shas, with Shtayim Shehen Arba. There are two cases, which are four cases, and the dinim of the two are not exactly the dinim of the four. Which means over here that there are two cases of yitzios, hoitzah, which are deraisa. There are four cases which are osur. Two are deraisa, two are derabonon. That's called shtayim, shein arba. The word yitzios, by the way, means hoitzah. But the truth of the matter is that there's hoitzah and hachnosa. Hoitzah means taking something out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Hachnosa means bringing something in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. And that's why the Mishnah says there are two cases, Shein Arba Bifnim, Ubshtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. Two cases coming from inside to outside. Two cases come from outside to inside. Now, l'chayra, there's no reason why the two should be different than each other. Again, Tosis points out that since Haitzah is a malacha gerua, I would have a havamina that Haitzah and Achnasa can't be learnt out from each other. There's also in Tesan, two psukim that the Gemara brings, which have an inyan of Haitzah. One is when Klal Yisrael was bringing for the Melechas HaMishkan, they brought from their places in the Machne, through the Rishus HaRabim, they put it down in the Rishus HaYachid. That was one. Another case is by the Mon, Al Yetze, taking out from the Rishus HaYachid and going out into the Rishus HaRabim. So there's one case like this, one case like that in the Psukim. If those Psukim are Mekoyrois to the Malacha Deraisa, or not, that's questionable, that's sugis in a few different places. Al Kaponim, we have over here two cases, which are really four cases, plus four cases, and now let's give a basic Agdoma to be able to break down the cases. The basic components of Meleches Hoitzor is Akira. Akira means there's a chefetz that's stationary in one place. A chefetz is not called in the Rishus HaYachid. It's not shayach to the Rishus HaYachid if it's floating in the airspace. The melacha is taking it from being stationary in the Rishus HaYachid, removing it from its stationary place, that's called Akira. There's the Shinui Rishus, of course, transferring it over the Gvul, over the threshold, out into the Rishus HaRabim, carrying it outside. And in order to complete the melacha, that should be melacha deraisa, there has to be a hanocha that now it's stationary in the second Rishus, in the Rishus HaRabim, if you're taking it out, in the Rishus HaYachid, if you're taking it in. Because of that, the Mishnah over here has the case that's going to define the Malacha with two people. One is called an Oni, one is called a Balabais. The Gemara actually calls it an Oni and an Oisha. The Rav points out that why an Oni and an Oisha? An Oni is standing outside, he's asking for a donation. The Osher, the Balabais, is standing inside. He's going to give something to the Oni outside. Either the Oni is going to be passing to him change that he's giving, or the Osher is going to be giving him his donation. The reason why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Oni and Asher is to point that into Zadah Chiddush. L'chayr, he's doing a mitzvah of tzedakah, the Asher. What happened to mitzvah Abba Avera? Is he Mekayim? Or maybe something else. There's a Chiv Chatos here. If somebody is Oisik in a mitzvah, like he does a Malacha while he's doing mitzvahs Milah or carrying out a Lulav, there's a discussion in many Sugis and Shas, Psachim, Shabbos, and other Masechtas, that maybe a Malacha that's performed in the service of a mitzvah, he's a Torud, he's not considered a Shoigeg. Here, that's not the case. Over here, if he passes it in, even though he passes it out, even though they're being Oisik in a mitzvah of Tzedakah, the Aloch is the Zechi of Chatas. That's why the Mishnah uses the wording of an Oni and an Osher. And now the cases. Ketzad. Ha'oni oimid bachutz. The Oni is standing outside. U'balabayis bifnim. The Balabayis is standing inside. Poshat ha'oni es yodeh lifnim. The Oni is giving over here change, like we said. The Oni sticks his hand in with a coin. V'nosan l'toich yodesh o balabayis. So he was oiker the chefetz in the Rishus HaYachid, and in the Rishus HaRabim, he's standing outside. Here we have to stop, we have to point out something else that's important. If somebody is holding on to something, standing in Rishus HaRabim, l'chor the chefetz is not stationary. There's no akira. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says if somebody's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, then the chefetz, since he's stationary, the chefetz is considered as being stationary, bim koimoy. It's in the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, when he sticks his hand in, he's really being oikurit from the Rishus HaRabim. By sticking his hand over the threshold, the chefetz is now in transit. It's not munach in Rishus HaYachid, because the only time it's considered on the ground is only if he, his feet, his hand, and the chefetz are all in one Rishus, it's considered stationary there. When he takes something and that he's holding in his hand in the Rishus HaRab, and he sticks his hand over the threshold of the Rishus HaYachid, the chefetz now is in transit. So you have your Akira, you have the Shinui Rishus, where's the Hanocha? He puts it down, he puts it into the hand of the Oisher, of the Balabai standing inside. That's a Hanocha, because the hand of the Oisher standing inside, the Oisher is stationary, so it's like he put it down on the ground. The Rav over here uses the Loshin of that he put the Chefetz Birshus HaRabim. Lemaisa, the Mefarshim point out that that's Lav Dafka because the Maskonis HaGemara, a person who's stationary in a Mokoyim, that Chefetz is considered as being Munach in that place. So the Mishnah over here says the two cases. Poshet ha'anis yodi lifnim. He sticks his hand inside. He puts it down in the hand of the balabais, yodish or balabais. Oishenotam mitoicha, or he sticks his hand in. He takes it out of the hand of the oisha of the balabais that's inside. So it was munach in the rishusa yochid. He takes it out. When he takes it out, it's now in transit. He's now standing stationary in the rishusa rabim. The chefetz is munach in the rishusa rabim. Like we pointed out, the Rav says, v'hiniach b'shus harab, he doesn't have to put it down b'shus harab. His standing in a stationary position in the b'shus harabim is in and of itself the hanocha. The Rav is using the Lashon of Rashi, which is really just the Havamin of the Gemara, Kedarke show Rashi and the Rav in many places in Shah. These two cases, the Mishnah says, he'oni chayiv, the oni, either the haitzah or the hachnosah, did the akira and the hanocha and the shin b'shus, so his chayiv u'balabayis is potter. The Baal Bais didn't do anything. Now, here's something interesting. Though the word potter, through the length and breadth of Masechet Shabbos, means potter avalosa, normally you're doing something, but you're not doing it the ganze malacha, so potter avalosa. But over here, Baal Bais potter means potter and muti. He didn't do anything. If a person does, we'll see behemshich, if a person does an akira without a hanocha, hanocha without an akira, it's awesome in the Rabbanu. But over here, the oni is taking from outside, putting it down inside into the hand of the balabais. Balabais not doing anything. The balabais is facilitating that he had the place to put it, but the balabais not really doing anything. So he's betzim tzmuter. There is a shmuz over here in Reb Kivega. What happened to Lifneiver? He's facilitating somebody else doing malacha Shabbos deraisa. So maybe that's why the Mishnah uses the word potter, because it's not on the straight. It's not on the up and up. It's not mutter gomer, even though mitzad malacha Shabbos, he's not doing anything. It's just his hand is there. That's the first two cases. Now we have the other two cases. Remember, the shtayim of the balabai, shtayim of the oni, lifnim v'lachutz. So we have the identical din, but the two cases coming from the other angle. The balabai now is going to be the one that's doing malacha Shabbos. Poshet balabai is yodeh lachutz, v'nosan l'tech yodeh shaloni. His oiker, the chefetz, inside, where he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, he sticks his hand out, and he does a hanocha by putting it into the stationary hand of the Oni. Or faket, shenot al mitecha v'hichmitz, or he takes out of the hand of the Oni, he's doing an akir in the Rishus HaRabim, he brings it in, he does the hanocha, Rishus HaYochid. So over there, the balabais is chayv, Oni potter, the same din coming from the other side. Now we have the cases where two people are going to do the malacha together, neither one is going to be chayv. The Rav brings the Gemara in Daf Dalid, where the Gemara says, Ba'asoyso means one person has to facilitate Malacha Shabbos. Two people doing a Maiso, it's all together. One does the Akira, one does the Hanocha, that's not Malacha Shabbos. There's no Chiyuv. Is it the Rabbanan? Yes. An Akira without a Hanocha, Hanocha without an Akira. It's not Mutter, like we said before, where the hand is just stationary. Over here, both people are active participants. What are the cases? Poshat ha'oni es yode lifnim v'notal balabayis mitoicho. The Oni sticks his hand inside, and the Balabais takes from him. So the Oni over here, by made an Akira in the Rishus HaRabim, his hand now is dangling, is in transit in the Rishus HaYochid. He didn't make a Hanocha. The Balabais takes it from him. The Hanocha belongs to the Balabais. Neither one of them is doing the Akira and the Hanocha. Oy, Shenosan L'Toicha V'Hoitzi, or the hand of the Oni is stuck inside, and the Balabais puts something in his hand. The Balabais makes the Akira in the Rishus HaYochid. He never made the Hanocha. He put it in the hand. Remember that a hand which is attached to feet in the Rishus HaRabim, but the hand is in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not stationary, it's in transit. So Mamela, he made the Akira. He then removes his hand out to the Rishus HaRabim. It's now stationary. Akira and Hanocha belong to two people. Shneim Pturim. Fakerta cases. Poshat Balabais is Yodoi. The Balabais stuck his hand outside, but he didn't put it down. See, he's still in transit. V'notal Oni Mitoicha. The Oni does the Hanocha. Akir and Hanocha, two people. Oishnenosan L'soicha V'hichnis. Or the Balabais has his hand stuck to the outside. The Oni puts something into his hand. Nosan L'soicha V'hichnis the Oishir. The Balabais pulls his hand in. Again, Akir and Hanocha, two different people. Shneim Peturim. Over here means potter avalosa, because one did the akira, one did the hanocha. One last hour over here, when two people do a half a malocha, Maybe each one should be oivid deraisa, not a chiv chatos, but what we call chatzi she'os min atorah, like eating a half a kazayis of chalev. So you look at the mefarshim, they have a whole arichus, and the boyas compares this to what happens if you have basar and cholov. A half a kazayis of basar and cholov is chatzi she'ah, it's osim min atorah. If somebody eats basar without cholov, that's not basar and cholov. A maisa hitzah on Shabbos needs akir and hanocha. If you carry out something small, that'll be akir and hanocha on a chatzishir. But not akir without hanocha, not hanocha without akir. That's not chatzishir, it's not aser. Midaraisa, it's potter, aval aser. And now we're going to go back to Mishnah Beis. We'll see the gzeiris of Erev Shabbos.